أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. جمعة مبارك. So we're looking at the qualities of a true believer. And Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahj al-Balagha, in Sermon 193, actually lists them. He talks about the qualities of one who is God conscious, a muttaqi, he says, or one in essence who is a true believer. I have taken some extracts and I'll go over them. He says, their speech is to the point, indecent speech is so far away from them. Their words are soft, they're lenient. They never call anybody with bad names. Their dress is moderate. Their walk is humble. They keep their eyes closed to that which is unlawful to them. They only put their ears to that knowledge which is beneficial to them. Their attitude in trials and tribulations and comfort is exactly the same. They're dignified during calamities, they're patient in distress, and they're thankful in ease. They're prepared for death. Their needs are few. Their meals are small and simple. At night they recite the Qur'an, seeking through it a cure for their ailments. If they come across an eye of Jannah, they incline towards it as though they see it. When they come across an eye of Jahannam, it is as though they are hearing the cries of those in it, and they go into sajda to seek safety and deliverance from Jahannam. During the day they're hard-working, they're learned, they're virtuous. They're not satisfied with their little good acts. They don't regard their major acts as great. They always blame themselves and they're afraid of their deeds. When any one of them is spoken of highly, they say, I know myself better than others, and my Lord, my Allah, my divine Rabb, knows me better than I know. O Allah, do not deal with me according to what they say. Make me better than they think of me, and forgive me the shortcomings which they don't know about. They forgive those who have been unjust to them. They behave well with those who have behaved badly with them, and they give to those who deprive them. The coolness of their eyes lies with that which will last forever, whilst they keep aloof of the temporal world. Their anger is suppressed. You only expect good from them. They do not misappropriate what is placed in their custody, and they don't forget what they're required to remember. They never cause harm to their neighbors. They never feel happy at the misfortunes of others. If they are silent, their silence does not grieve them. If they laugh, they do not raise their voice. They may be in distress, but they make sure that the people with them are in ease with them. They put themselves in hardship for the sake of the hereafter. If they keep away from the public, it's only because to purify themselves. And if they go near people, it's only so they can be merciful and lenient with them. Their keeping away is never by way of vanity or arrogance or feeling of greatness, nor is their nearness to people because they want to deceive them or cheat them. It's an awesome sermon that Imam was answering to a guy called Hammam, who asked him about the qualities of one who is a true believer, of one who is God conscious. Please read it. It's absolutely phenomenal. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to be of those who are God conscious. And as the dua of Imam Ali says, Anta kama uhib, faj'alni kama tahib. You are exactly as I wished you to be, talking to divinity and saying, make me as you wish me to be. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'u al-'alim.